James, any other issues, comments that you wanted to make sure we addressed today?
I think a few, just very briefly, Judith, I know we're also a little bit out of time. I think digital quality assurance is what we need to hold in our minds around what does digital quality assurance mean? How do we harness this revolution of technology in to do quality assurance differently? I think that's a challenge I would put out to all of us as a global community. Maybe we even need to call it by a different name. Maybe it's not quality assurance, but I think you get the direction I'm going. I think the world reference level process is useful. I think people need to get to it in a bit more detail. We can also make some of this more available through UNESCO so people can embrace. We're running some pilots. It's maybe a modest attempt at engaging with this debate, but what's good about it, it's a very practical attempt. And so people can engage with it in a very real way. I think decentralized data is really something that's important. We didn't really get to today, Judith, but underlying all our discussions here would be data. Data on learning, data on people, data on jobs. And for me, that is the real kind of, I suppose, the bottom of the iceberg that is not sticking out above the water is conversations around data. Because if we can understand data in more interoperable ways, learning becomes easier, credentialing changes, and then, of course, quality assurance can also change because the data is available in new ways and different ways than we would have known it before. So for me, that would be one of the key things for us to really think about going forward. Last point. So what about CHEA? I think CHEA is well placed to pioneer this exploration. We can find the right word for it. I think you need to work with UNESCO and other bodies that have already tried some of this, but you guys are well positioned to really push a little bit further. And I think interdisciplinary fields are useful beyond the quality assurance community that me, is very familiar with. You allow us to move beyond that traditional quality assurance community because of the history of the U.S. when it comes to this kind of thing. And maybe my last point is around a very practical suggestion. I think something like an international call or a competition for ideas will go a long way to raise awareness and encourage some out-of-the-box thinking. So my challenge to CHEA would be, hey, put out something there. Let's get people that we would never expect to engage with this debate to give us some ideas around how quality assurance can happen in a digital world, how learning can happen in this digital world, and also how we can manage data in more innovative and creative ways.